human capabilities. Why is it some people are always trying to better themselves while others are happy with their positions in life? Why are we humans so different from each other in so many ways? Yes, we are all built the same, and the only real physical difference is the colors of our skin. The big difference is not between groups, but in between individuals. The difference is how our brains seem to operate. There is a dubious theory about us, which is not very popular but nevertheless is out there. It states everything around us is not real, and when we walk away from a place it disappears and then reappears when we go back. I believe this is utter nonsense. This would mean we are all disappearing at times and reappearing, and our brains don't recognize the fact. This is like the "we are all in a computer program" theory. This is almost like that old saw: if a tree falls in the woods and there is no one there to hear it, does it still make a noise? This just shows you some people have been thinking about this stuff for a long time. The problem for some of us is what we are finding out about reality. How about some watched experiments have a different answer depending on whether you watch them being performed or not? Who would have ever believed that if it didn't prove true? I know I never would have. What could the reason for this possibly be? Are our eyes putting out a slight force which is too slight to register or is unknown as of yet, and this force somehow affects the test results? Is the location in our brain which is being used to watch the experiment sending out some undetected signal? The entire thing is very puzzling. I would love to see an assortment of people from different backgrounds watch one of these experiments. This would be to study the experiment's results with different people. Perhaps others' experiments might produce even more bizarre results, but we are yet to find this out because we didn't try these yet. I would also like this to be tried with people who can get into a very deep state of meditation to see if they could influence the results consciously. Some scientists believe our consciousness is affected by gut bacteria. I find it hard to believe, but don't rule out the fact that gut bacteria is either where our consciousness comes from or it affects our thinking. Could the bacteria in our gut be something like slime mold, which is capable of some type of thought if enough of the cells get together? It can navigate a maze and do other amazing things. Maybe we were looking in the wrong place for intelligence, and the more gut bacteria we have, the smarter we are. I know a lot of this sounds very strange, but we are living in strange times. We are on the verge of discovering extraterrestrial races which might already be on the planet. Just a few short years ago, a person would have been laughed out of their job if they suggested this, but now scientists are readily admitting the universe is so large there has to be alien life around, and we can't be the only ones. We are actually studying brain-to-brain communications. One thing which has become quite obvious is the fact electricity is everywhere. We created it, and so does nature, and even our bodies run off of it. Could it somehow be behind some, if not all, of the strange events we experience? Think of electricity as a straight line. Now try and figure where we are on that line considering what we have learned about electricity. Have we reached the end of that line? I don't think so, and new materials and inventions prove this. It could have powers we are not even aware of yet. It may ultimately be the force which powers our spacecraft across galaxies. In the old science fiction movies, we see electricity as the main force which powers the Frankenstein monster to life. Could this technique be closer to the truth than we suspect? Recently, scientists think they may have discovered a new force in the universe. If it exists, maybe this could account for some of the mysteries we have noted. This new force is yet to be confirmed. It is suspected if physics cannot explain this discovery, physics will be reformed. It is being called the fifth force and has something to do with muons. M1 is one of the most fundamental subatomic particles and the most basic building block of the universe. These muons pass through everything, even us, as they head for the center of the Earth. Since every day millions of muons pass through us, what would happen if someday we could protect ourselves from them? How would this affect us? Are there things we could do to affect our cognitive or physical factors? Maybe there is a force in the universe yet to be discovered which could enable us to live far longer, or a force we could stop which would do the same thing for us. I have been thinking about the principles of a warp engine. I am talking about shrinking space in front of the engine and expanding it behind. It seems to me if we ever perfect this engine, we might not even need spacecraft anymore. We might be able to move asteroids with settlements around the universe if they had a powerful warp engine attached to them. The biggest thing, however, is the power of the brain. It has been thought for some time now, there were actually some Buddhist monks who could actually send their consciousness into the universe and back. The brain power of these monks is actually being examined by scientists. The human brain with the proper training may be far more capable of incredible things than any of us thought possible. The remote viewing program conducted by the US and Soviet governments might have proved this. Just because the US said it shut down the program sometime after we found where the Iranians were keeping American hostages, which were found by remote viewers, would anyone really think we shut down a successful program like this? One suggestion was made which might make a lot of sense. Intelligence is very important, but how our individual brains are wired could also be very important. This might allow capabilities we never knew we had,